Well, good morning, or whatever it is. Yes, yes, it's good morning. I know it's hard to believe. It's hard for me to believe. And this is our day page section, our day page segment for May 30th, 2013. Here we are. And there we go. And there you have it. All right, that's it for today. No, I'm going home now. Can't go home? All right. Well, then we'll have our salute to coffee. And here it is from Studio 1A this time. And I'm going to sip some coffee that I got out on the street, not from the commissary today. This is better coffee. We'll just go ahead and take a hit of it now. Mm. Go ahead, raise your mug high, and we'll take another salute to coffee, and then another and another. 3, 2, 1. Mmm. As is our wont here on Day Page, here on Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net, we are going to look at the New York Times. You know, my regret is that I can only do one of these segments a day. It would be great if I could do more, but at the present time, not possible. There is so much happening, and I've been wanting to take a look at other newspapers besides the New York Times, but we're going to do the New York Times one more time. Today's paper, Syria says it's received a Russian missile shipment. Well, that's just dandy. And then we got Obama's travels are scrutinized in an era of belt tightening. Well, why not? Two diplomats met, uneven fates in Benghazi uproar. Oh, much ado about something. New Flickr, a vast space for storage at no cost. After years of falling short, Flickr was reborn last week. I was kind of wondering what was happening to Flickr. And every free account holder gets 1 terabyte of storage, a vast amount of space. Lots of opportunities to post pictures that can go right into the NSA database through that big vacuum hose they have connected. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff. But here's what I want to talk about. This headline. Holder faces new round of criticism after leak inquiries. Attorney General Eric Holder Jr., a target of attacks from Republicans, faces fresh complaints over the Justice Department's campaign against leaks to journalists. Now, you've heard us replay the segment from Democracy Now!, where one of Amy Goodman's guests calls for the resignation of Eric Holder, and it looks like this might happen. The other story is former Bush officials said to be Obama picked to lead FBI. President Obama plans to nominate James B. Comey, I think that's however you pronounce his name, a former hedge fund executive, who served as a senior Justice Department official under George W. Bush, Obama 1, as it were, to replace Robert S. Mueller III as the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who is going to be stepping down, retiring, or just getting out, according to two people with knowledge of the selection. And they go on to talk about this guy is being touted as being somebody who stood up against warrantless wiretapping and subpoenas for wiretapping during the Bush administration when John Ashcroft, remember that wacko guy? Damn all those citizens and their rights, Attorney General. Kind of like Eric Holder in some ways, only a lot more crazy. He was a religious nut, sang Bible tunes, put out a CD of those things. Now we've got Eric Holder, who doesn't sing hymns, but seems to sing right along and is on the same page. So here's what I invite you to do is take a look under the cover here. We're going to hear a lot of noise from the Obama administration saying, well, maybe things have gone too far. Maybe chilling effects on the press isn't so good and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, maybe we should put a little bit more focus on the warrantless wiretapping and the subpoenas for wiretapping. And, you know, this is just sleight of hand, folks. Look over here while we're doing something else over there. Because the fact of the matter is that the whole issue of warrantless wiretapping and subpoenas is way, way, way over. The total information awareness campaign has not let up. The government is recording everything that's on the internet, every phone call that's made, every text message that's made, every piece of information that it can find, it's storing away. The NSA is storing this away so that it can be mined. Now, it's true, there isn't a government official listening in on every one of your phone conversations. And the government and the Obama administration is going to use this point to try and confuse you and make you think that you have some privacy when in fact you don't. It's not that there's somebody listening in on every one of your phone conversations. It's that they're being recorded so that they can be mined and computer software can convert your words into text and that text can be searched. And then if it just happens to match for some reason or other, maybe by accident, maybe through a computer glitch, bug in the software, who knows, suddenly somebody is listening to your phone conversation. And that's just as bad. If you really think about it, it's just as bad. It's not whether you have something to hide. It's whether or not you have the right to privacy. And once that right is compromised, then you don't have that right anymore. And rights are very hard to get back once they're lost. This is the point that a lot of people miss. So the fact of the matter is that the NSA has just opened the new facility this week in Utah, which is as big as many small cities, consumes enough electricity power, 67,000 homes, vast amounts of water to keep the computers cool, and it is recording everything. They ran out of space in the Fort Myer facility. They're building another huge one in Texas. And these things are just, they're recording everything, everything. So all this talk about warrantless wiretapping and maybe we should ease up on this, and it's just a distraction from what's really going on, which is that nobody has a shred of privacy anymore. Nobody. So just a reality check here on Day Page on Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. We'll take another salute to coffee now that I've ranted and raved for a couple of minutes. Need that, Joe. And also, Chuck, the guy that I got the coffee from down on the street, is selling these nasty egg sandwiches for just $1.49, and they are nasty. Word to the wise. Not really sure what that word means, but simultaneously over on KXP1, kxp1.org, our sister station, John Bush, speaking of Bushes, no relation, certainly not ideologically, John has been doing the salute to coffee. We invite you to check it out. Check it out. Back into the music. I'm Rex Latchford. You can find these things at daypage.org eventually. In the meantime, they appear on SoundCloud, on our Facebook page. We have a Twitter feed, and you should check all those things out. And you should also put in your contact directory our telephone number, which is over here somewhere. It's 646-450-5477. 646-450-5477. You can text that number, or you can leave voicemail messages. We might put them on the air. So if you have some rippingly awesome news or something to say or sounds going on in the background, girls going wild, you could leave that for us at 646-450-5477. So you don't forget, put that in your contact list before midnight tonight. Did I say back into the music? Back into the music.